Why don't you each talk a little bit about your feelings regarding the Seattle literary scene, besides the obvious answers, oh, it's vibrant, there's so many readings, yada, yada. What do you think about the local scene distinguishes it?
Sierra, go ahead.
Hoping you answer that's
a very kind punt that just happened. You mentioned people like Ed Skoog and Rebecca Brown as people that you honor and admire and that you've read with. So maybe you could start with that and then go deeper.
I think what I enjoy about the Seattle literary scene or the Pacific Northwest literary scene, that there's a love of language and an interest in language, but it doesn't just live in the head. It's not all coming from a cerebral direction. And I think the pleasures of the mind are a real pleasure, but my favorite kinds of poems are operating on the mind level and creating surprises and disjunctions there, but then also sort of detonating in the body too, that you're really sensing it through the emotions and through the physical animal. And I think that is sort of an exciting interest that's shared across a lot of people working in Seattle.
And I sense in your answer that it's something beyond the heart, because when we think of the heart being involved, we think of, you know, sentimentalism and Hallmark cards and that kind of stuff, which, you know, I mean, poetry is rife with that. The spleen and other places. I mean, how do you know when something's working on a body level and not just an intellectual level, besides just a sense of it? Is there something that you can articulate about that?
I think the physical, I mean, when we say the heart, there's sort of the idea of the heart, but you can sense it in your chest, or sometimes it's in your gut, or sometimes your skin will sort of react. Just any kind of bodily reaction is a good sign that something is happening in the poem that's operating on both those levels, that's giving your mind something to picture or think about, but also it's reaching sort of literally inside you. Some shift has occurred that makes you want to read it again or experience it again.
Is the word visceral appropriate?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you say too intellectual, are we talking about language poetry or?
Well, I am really interested in language poetry too, but I feel like sometimes it for me, it's only operating as a mental pleasure. Not all of it, but I'm really looking for things that are able to connect both.
The Seattle lit scene. I feel like we're talking about what distinguishes the Seattle lit scene from other cities' lit scenes.
Yeah, you're from Milwaukee, and you That's lived in the Bay Area, and mm-hmm. you went to school at Evergreen, and, mm-hmm. and Olympia's like Seattle, but certainly it's different. But what is it about Seattle?
Well, what is it about Seattle? Well, UW is here. There's definitely a large faction of people going through the sort of educational system of the faculty there, and then there's a spoken word element going on as well, and then I feel like there's this UW Bothell subtext kind of avant-garde-ish school that comes out of
Gene Huving and
which, people. Yeah, there. Exactly. Yeah. There's that. There's the I don't know where Splab. Splab's sort of more on the. You tell me. Splab's kind of like on the spoken word spectrum of things, like coming out of the Whitman, Ginsberg, that sort of influence.
Black Mountain, more of an orality, certainly.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
But that's more complicated than I think that it might sound.
I know I'm reducing everything to just terrible.
No. But I think when people think spoken word, they think slam, and they think people who call it spoken word because they don't want to call it poetry because that's boring. So it's more of a marketing thing. Whereas Whereas, you know, when Olson was talking about Charles Olson in Projective Verse, mm-hmm. You know, a speech, a verse with the ear as measurer and a mm-hmm. use of speech at its least careless and least logical, that would be the kind of spoken word connotation yeah. that I would, you know, apply to Splab, as well as the fact that there's a lot of radio and things like this, just talking about it in yeah. podcasts and whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. And when I say spoken word and talk about the slam poetry too, I don't mean to speak in derogatory terms. I feel like there's just all these different elements, or there's a diversity in Seattle that may exist in any sort of mid to large American city. And those, the exciting thing about having a magazine in a community like this is to bridge those schools, if you will, and kind of help each one bleed into the next one and see what happens when you put on a reading and there are people, those styles collide and how that can be dynamic.
Seattle's known for being passive-aggressive. How do you think that colors the scene, and is that a valid criticism?
I don't feel qualified to comment on that, actually.
What did you think about the Stranger's article and seeing that on the front page, that you're calling your magazine the best literary magazine in Seattle?
Well, I didn't know that Paul was writing that. Paul Constant was writing that, actually, so it was a bit of a surprise. And actually, Johnny Horton, who's in the magazine, I just randomly ran into him on the street, and he said, "Did you see the article on The Stranger?" And I said, "Oh no, what article?" He said, "There's an article about Pageboy." And I said, "Oh really?" And he said, "Yeah, you should read it." And he said it like as if I wouldn't read it or something. Like, I better make sure I go read it. Anyways, no, I thought it was great. You know, it's. Anytime somebody mentions the magazine, it helps the magazine. So there's the stranger's the stranger. So it wasn't an in-depth article. I was never asked a single question, but I'm happy that to be noticed, that the magazine's noticed.
Yeah, I mean, they could be writing bad stuff about it.
Right, I felt sorry for a couple of the comparisons they made to other magazines. I felt sorry for the other magazines.
The Monarch Review, was that one of them?
It was. It was.
I remember that from the comment section, saying they don't accept all their submissions.
Oh yeah, I haven't even looked at the comment section. I should do that.
Not too many there, but "there" was misspelled, so I think it's also what's going on. You notice little things like yeah. that. So this goes up on your mantle with your AWP award. That was a
yeah. Well, that's the other thing. It's hard to, you know, after the AWP award, pretty much, you know, a little award like Best Magazine in Seattle doesn't really mean that much.
But you didn't win an AWP award. You just said you did.
No comment.
I got an email from New Mexico saying, "Hey, did you see that? Pageboy won this award." And I bought it too, and I kind of felt stupid.
You're not stupid.
No, well, you know, naive, I guess. I don't know.